outward signs he may have, that kind of life is the life of a sick person. Because to be separate is to be sick. To be one with all those around oneself is to be whole. And the Buddha goes on to the second truth. There is a terrible bacillus that causes this disease. Michael is not here, so I can try my Latin. Bacillus egus. And this is right in us. We don't have to get it through drinking water or eating stale food. The bacillus is right within us. The Buddha calls it by a very special term, tana, which is a vernacularization of the Sanskrit word trishna, which means thirst. An all-consuming thirst for selfish satisfaction. Not only that, if necessary, at the expense of everybody else. My dear ones around me, the other races about me, and if necessary, other countries about me. And we have only to look about us today to see how timeless a diagnosis this is. And I have just given a copy of Arnold Toynbee's recent article on the nature of our modern times. It is with Thel. And those of you who are interested in it may like to have a look at it. Here this great historian Toynbee says, it is difficult to believe that we live in civilized times. It almost seems that we are moving into greater barbarism, greater selfishness, greater violence, because our resources now for multiplying violence have become manifold. And this is what the Buddha says, therefore, selfishness, self-centeredness, self-will, mine, thine, this kind of separation will plunge people into continuous friction in the home, between members of the family, between different races, between different communities in the same nation, and then between nation and nation. And he's not a pessimist because he uses, again, medical language. The prognosis is favorable. It's not a pessimist. If the Buddha had been a pessimist, he would have notified the undertaker. Being an incorrigible optimist, believing in the essential selflessness of human nature, the Buddha says, the chances are pretty bright for complete recovery. And in the fourth, he acts like a wise physician. If the patient undergoes the treatment of the noble Eightfold Path. It's a very practical, very beautiful description of the human condition. The more sensitive we become, the more we will suffer when others suffer. Because they and we are not separate, they and we are one. And the nature of the really civilized person is, when other people suffer in another country, he will suffer equally here too. When there is poverty in another country, it is our poverty. When there is misery in another country, it is our misery. When there is war in another country, it is our war. Because we are all one in the indivisible unity that is the divine principle of existence. Now, we may be inclined, particularly in the academic world, to look upon this as very good philosophy, to be studied, to be prescribed.